Hey, everybody. Welcome to this Friday's edition of LifePoints DriveCast. My name's Christy Lowe, and I'm the Missions Director at our Lewis Center campus. Well, today we are going to set up the next series that's going to probably take us into the next couple of months, at least on first Fridays, as we are going to discuss the idea of listening, what it means to learn to listen, but not just to hear, but to attune to what is being said. And next month, we'll likely kind of move into the space of what does it mean to listen or attune to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to listen for the Lord in prayer. But today I want to settle into what does it mean to truly listen and attune to one another and to what one another are saying. I believe that we were all created to be known and to know one another. First, to be known by God and to know Him intimately, but then also to know and to be known by other people in community. But reality is there's not a single one of us that doesn't carry a story of harm that is connected to us sharing a piece of ourselves, sharing a piece of our experience, our pain, our suffering, our fear, our doubt, our struggle, and not being truly heard, not being truly seen. I'm sure you wouldn't have to search too long to come up with one of these very moments in your own life. Can you recall a moment where you shared something that was significant and risky and vulnerable with a friend or a family member or a colleague? And deep down, you needed and you were hoping that they would offer care or comfort, that they would be big enough to hold what it was that you were sharing without having to dismiss it or push back from it or minimize it? Has this happened to you? In part of my ministry at the church and just walking alongside people in their stories of harm and grief and suffering, this is an all too familiar story. One that affects our ability to connect with one another in community and ultimately affects our ability to be honest even with the Lord, as we've been talking about the last couple months with this idea of lament. This life experience that we carry within us, that our pain will just simply be dismissed. And unfortunately, many of these stories of harm come from within the church. But we are called to be different. Colossians 3:12 says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." It goes on to say, "Then bear with each other. Forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." And I want to challenge us today to begin to think about the sacred space of listening being an act of love that reflects the God of the universe who hears our cries. I cannot begin to tell you the way that God has used people in my own life who surprised me in ways that broke the narrative. The people who saw my fear and my vulnerability, and they were big enough to hold it. Big enough to hold my truth, my experience, my pain, my fear, But not only were they big enough to hold it, they leaned in. I talked about this idea of attunement early on. It's another level of listening. It's one that engages the speaker with everything, full attention to what is being said and sometimes often what is not being said. And they have met my voice with kindness, compassion, gentleness, an invitation to be known and to be loved. So as we close, I'm going to invite us all to spend a little time with the Lord in prayer, asking Him if He would even bring to mind somebody who tried to share something with us and we missed it. We missed them. We didn't listen well. And then I'm going to also ask that we pray that God would give us the courage to go back to that person and say, "I'm sorry. I think I missed you. I didn't listen well to what you were saying." The church, we need healing. Maybe you're someone who's been trying to speak, but you've felt dismissed, uncared for, not heard, not seen. I'm going to invite you to spend some time crying out to the Lord that He would bring somebody alongside of you to reflect His kindness, compassion, gentleness, and goodness to you. I'm also going to challenge our life group leaders as we prepare to move into the next term. Can you hold space for people to be heard, to be seen, to be cared for, and to be comforted in your group? And maybe you're a life group leader and you need care and you need comfort and you need somebody to hold space for you. I'm going to ask you to reach out. Lord, make us a people who reflect you to one another. Lord, maybe we be quick to listen. May we be slow to speak. Lord, would you give us patience and gentleness, humility in a way that shows the people around us who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.